Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Nielsen. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark 7, 1 through 23. Now, when the Pharisees gathered to him with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands properly, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the traditions of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." And he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If a man tells his father or mother, whatever you would have gained from me is Corban, that is, given to God,' then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and many such things you do." And he called the people to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him. When he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, 'Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart but his stomach and is expelled?' Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, 'What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person.'" O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. During Lent, we focus on repentance and cleansing, about turning away from sin and turning back to God. In chapter 7, Jesus meets a group of Pharisees who are very concerned about being clean, but they've mixed things up. They're worried about dirty hands and to some extent cups and pots and copper vessels, but not about dirty hearts. They ask Jesus why his disciples don't follow the traditions of ceremonial washing before eating. To them, holiness meant following their right outward rituals. But Jesus turns their thinking upside down. He quotes Isaiah saying, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Then Jesus explains that it isn't what goes into a person that defiles them, it's what comes out of the heart. From within, he says, come evil thoughts, greed, envy, pride, and foolishness. In other words, the real problem isn't dirty hands. It's a sinful, dirty heart. That's a hard word to hear, especially during Lent, when we're reminded that sin runs deep, not just in the world around us, but within us. We can't scrub it away with good works or polish it over with religious appearances. We need a deeper cleansing, a new heart. And that's exactly what God gives. The same Lord who exposes our sin is the one who comes to cleanse us completely. Jesus doesn't stay distant, shaking his head at our uncleanness. No, he takes our sin upon himself. On the cross, he becomes the one who is defiled for our sake, bearing every unclean thought, every impure word, every act of rebellion, so that through his blood we are washed clean. So when we pray during Lent, "Create in me a clean heart, O God," we do so with confidence. For Christ has done it. By his death and resurrection, he gives us new hearts. Hearts made clean by his grace. Hearts renewed by his Spirit. That's the true cleansing that matters. Not what's on our hands, but what's in our hearts. And in Christ, those hearts are forgiven, renewed, and made whole. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And Almighty and merciful God, defend your church from all false teaching and error, that your faithful people may confess you to be the one only true God and rejoice in your good gifts of life and salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.